So as you're all aware, we have been doing a once a month homily on Mary. We do that the third Monday of the month. We do adoration, and we speak in this year, we speak about the Virgin Mary and her the importance of the relationship that we need to foster with her, especially in our faith. And in light of these beautiful readings, they really remind us of that relationship. This is probably one of my top 20 gospels of my favorite gospels that we hear, because it's a good reminder to myself about the importance of humility and how easy it is for us to get in the way of ourselves. And what I mean by that is how easy it is for us to be quick to say, thank God I'm not as bad as anybody else. You know, I'm not so bad. And you kind of can say, well, what's so wrong with that? Like, and it goes back to that lesson that was taught to me when I was in the seminary and that I've shared with you before, which is the rector spoke to us about it, and he said, you know, we look at people in jail and we kind of go, oh, well, at least I'm not like them. And we forget that the difference between us and people in a jail are one thing. They got caught. Father, I'm not that bad. And therein lies the problem, because you know the adage, but for the grace of God go I. We are where we are because of God's grace. And it's important that we remember that. Because when we forget, we end up in a lot of trouble. And this is what happens with the tax collector. The tax collector, instead of coming before God with humility, instead of coming before God recognizing the need he had for mercy, he comes before God with arrogance. He comes before God without recognizing his need for God. And my dear brothers and sisters, all of this has to do with one thing, and that is prayer. And our prayer life. And we have to ask ourselves, how do we go before the Lord? When we go before the Lord, do we go with humility or do we go with arrogance? And I think if we're really honest with ourselves, we have more of a tendency to go with arrogance than to go with humility. And that doesn't make us bad, it just reminds us of the importance of being like this tax collector and not like the Pharisee, of being able to say, Lord, it's true, I bring before you one thing, my poverty. But in order to be able to have the humility to recognize our poverty requires something important. We have to be able to say that we are poor. We are poor. And my dear brothers and sisters, what do I mean by recognizing our poverty? Recognizing that again, that we are in need of the grace of God. And this is where the importance of understanding Mary as intercessor. We were speaking this last Monday about Mary as the one who intercedes for us, who brings us to her Son, and the importance of, in this month of October, the importance of the Rosary. Because it is through that powerful prayer that we place ourselves before the Lord, begging for Mary's help. We go before the Lord with our intentions. You know, a lot of times we have, we can tell a Catholic home, we have a lot of rosaries, and that's wonderful. It's beautiful. I bet there's a lot of rosaries lying around your house, and that's great. Now, here's the thing. It's great. It's wonderful. The question is, do they get used? Do they get used, or are they just ornaments making the house look pretty? Though the rosary is an instrument of war. Do we know that? The rosary, I say it again, is an instrument of war. Because we are in a battle. And it is through the intercession of Mary that we have the strength to fight the battle. That is why, as Catholics, it's important that we have that relationship with the rosary, and that we teach our children that relationship, and that we use it for what it's meant for, to pray for people. You know, a lot of times we have this very Catholic thing when somebody comes to us and tells us something, we kind of do the Catholic placate thing, which is, oh yeah, I'll pray for you. And then not all the time, but a lot of times we say it so much, we use it so much, that then we go home and at night and we forget, or we go home and we don't remember who we said or what we said we would pray for. I invite you, carry around a little card in your pocket. And every time somebody stops and says, pray for me, take your prayer card, take your card out. Write the prayer. Now, that's a good first step. That step is so that you remember 6 hours later when you go home and you go and pray the rosary, or the next day when you pray the rosary, you take the card out again and you intercede for people. You pray for people. You don't just say you're going to pray, but you pray. My dear brothers and sisters, prayer is really about coming, as I've said, prayer is about coming before the Lord in humility. It is important that all of us ask for this grace, and that we truly ask that grace and intercede for others, because we have access to amazing power if we use the power correctly. If we tap into it the right way. And so I encourage you. I know sometimes, to pray a rosary should take at most 22 minutes, unless you're a little slower. That's okay. I have done it many times, and I have it clocked. You can clock it, doing it at a good pace in 22 minutes. And what's 22 minutes to give to the Lord? And I know that there are also many wonderful things that can help you to understand in a deeper way the importance of the rosary. Right now, Father Mark Mary is coming to the end of the Rosary in a year, which is through Ascension Press. I highly recommend that you begin that. If you have begun it already, I encourage you to continue with it. If you begun it and maybe you've let some of the podcasts go and it has slipped your mind, and so I invite you, go back and pick it up. The Holo app has many wonderful, applications, prayers for praying the rosary. You can do the simple thing of praying the rosary or listening to 33 Days to Morning Glory, Consecration to Mary, and praying the rosary. Holo now has even a video while you pray the rosary. They're doing a wonderful thing where you can, if you're a person of imagination and that helps you to pray, you can actually imagine the different mysteries. I mean, see them and help your imagination to grow closer to the mystery. So Holo has many wonderful ways of praying the rosary. Ascension Press has many wonderful ways of praying the rosary. All of those rosaries that are sitting in your house, they're wonderful ways to pray the rosary, so don't let them just sit there. Those are to be used. You know, sometimes you may get awoken at 3 o'clock in the morning and you go, oh, why am I up at 3 in the morning? Guess what that is? That's your guardian angel tapping you on the shoulder and saying to intercede for somebody. So instead of rolling around, begin to pray for somebody. Say to your guardian angel, you woke me up, you want me to pray for somebody, so whoever it is that you want me to pray for, and say a decade of the rosary. I promise you the rosary will help you go back to sleep. I promise you. Even if you don't get through the whole decade, it's okay. You get through 5 and you start to snore. Wonderful. You're snoring in Mary's arms. Your guardian angel will finish the other 5. But it's important, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have a rhythm. We have a rhythm of prayer. This also gives me an opportunity as a parish in this desire to grow deeper in prayer, beginning in November, we are going to have, after the 9:45 Mass, we are going to have prayer teams available for you to be prayed with if you would like. They are trained in prayer and in praying for people and in praying for and with people. We're going to begin to introduce prayer ministry into the parish in an easy way. And so, you know, you're saying, well, Father, I come to the Saturday at 5 o'clock. Well, you can come back on a Sunday morning after the 9:45 and be prayed with. It's okay. You don't have to go to the 9:45 to be prayed with. But we have to have somewhere to start. And so we're starting because, my dear brothers and sisters, our lives only have meaning, and we only have understanding in as much as we have a deep life of prayer. So, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may always have the humility before the Lord to recognize the need we have for his love and for his mercy.